We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
And welcome back to Padres Social Hour, presented by United. Very pleased to welcome to the Cholula Hotline a regular guest of the show. He's the voice of the AAA El Paso Chihuahuas for the Padres AAA affiliate. He's Tim Haggerty. And Tim, good to talk to you today. You're in El Paso as the team takes on the Las Vegas team. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. They're the Mets AAA team, and this is a big series down here. El Paso is in second place, 5.5 back, and Las Vegas is the first place team. Nobody in between the Chihuahuas and the 51s, so battle of the top two teams in the division.
Always good to play the team ahead of you and maybe make up some ground, and definitely good luck to the team there. A lot of excitement here as Colin Ray is going to make his big league debut tonight. You've had a chance to see his last few starts. Obviously, he had tremendous results at AA, and then AAA struggled a little bit, as so many do, but kind of turned it around his last few starts. What did you see from Colin Ray in his short time in El Paso?
Yeah, I think especially that final start that he made for the El Paso Chihuahuas. It was 7 innings, 3 runs allowed against Reno in a recent home game. And the fans say, okay, that's decent. It's not dominant. But you should note that the 3 runs came in all in the first inning. And although they were earned runs, there were some defensive mistakes that didn't go for errors that led to those runs. And Ray, innings 2 through 7, no runs allowed. Hard to do against a good-hitting Reno team in a pretty hitter-friendly ballpark. So Ray's most recent start was excellent, and I think he's a great story, Mike, because this is not somebody who was on the cover of the prospect guides. He's not somebody who had a buzzworthy name in spring training. I mean, I know he got some attention, but he wasn't considered one of the elite pitching prospects in baseball, but then threw so well that he became that. 12 games in San Antonio, 1.08 ERA, and I think it's a great lesson for all minor league players that if you perform well enough, you can make yourself the top prospects in your classification or in your position.
No, a great story. Got to play in the futures game on the U.S. side and really put himself on the map. You play well enough and you will earn yourself a job, and it looks like he has done that at least in the short term here.
Absolutely, and I know that he was very excited. He, as you know, was with the Chihuahuas on their most recent road trip in Albuquerque. Got the news a couple of days ago that he would be scratched from his start. And for a AAA player, that understandably gets their mind spinning a little bit, and then shortly thereafter found out he was going up to the major leagues. You know, what's interesting here is he's known this for a couple of days. So often a player finds out they're going to the big leagues, and it's a whirlwind because they have to be there that next day. Ray has sort of had a couple of days to digest this, and we'll see if that affects his performance for the better or worse.
Definitely going to be interesting to see. Hopefully it works out for the best. Another guy that hasn't spent a lot of time in El Paso but is definitely turning a lot of heads is center fielder Travis Jankowski, known for his speed and defense. A lot of excitement with this young ball player.
He has been a force, and I've been tentative to say this on our broadcast. What the heck? We're on Padres Social Hour. Let's have some fun. This is the second year of the Chihuahuas, and I think he's the best player that the Chihuahuas have seen. He's excellent in everything. He's constantly lining the ball all over the field. These are not all ground ball hits. You're right. He has great speed, so a lot of the hits are on ground balls. But when you meet him, he's really a muscular, strong guy. He can line the ball all over the outfield as well, playing great defense, strong arm. 17 games, he's hitting .418. And I know you see that batting average. Okay, he's only been here 3 weeks, but hey, 17 games, that's not 5 games. .418, joining a new level, really has been exceptional. Played well at AA, actually playing better in AAA.
No, those are great, great remarks on his account. Definitely would fill a need for the Padres with a strong defensive center fielder. He's got the makeup of a leadoff hitter, so hopefully, I mean, I can't imagine him hitting .418 in the big leagues, but translating some of that success to the Padres team, whether it be in September or possibly next year, it's got to be something that excites this front office.
Definitely. I think that's been a really exciting part about the AAA affiliate this year is the outfield. You guys met Alex Dickerson. He's having a great year. Dickerson this year, if you had to name a Chihuahua's MVP, it's probably him. He's been one of the best players in the entire league. And I know somebody that's, I don't know, maybe slipped a little bit under the radar, someone who was in the majors last year that maybe you hear a little bit less about, is Reimer Liriano. But don't sleep on Reimer. He's quietly having a good year in AAA as well. You mix in somebody like Jake Gobert, who was with the Padres last year. That's how strong this outfield's been in El Paso. Gobert was in the big leagues last year, and for the past couple of weeks has not played every day in El Paso, has become a reserve outfielder. And that's a pretty strong sign when you have somebody as good as Gobert that isn't one of your everyday outfielders.
A lot of strength, a little bit more of a veteran presence there at AAA El Paso. We're talking to Tim Haggerty here on the Cholula Hotline. Jamie Quirk took over once Pat Murphy was named the interim manager here with the Padres. I don't think anybody's going to be like Murph, but what are the major differences you're seeing between Jamie Quirk and what Pat Murphy brought to the El Paso team?
There are a lot of differences, and the team has played well under both managers. I think it's been an interesting case study about how there really isn't a template to be a good manager. Jamie Quirk even said this in his introductory press conference. One of the El Paso reporters said, okay, so Pat Murphy enjoyed pranking players when he told them they were going to the majors. He enjoyed having a loose clubhouse with costumes and antics. And Jamie, with a smile, said, I'm not like Pat Murphy. I'm more serious than him. Went on to say, hey, there's no right way to do this. Look at Bruce Bochy. Look at Joe Maddon. Look at Ozzie Guillen. These are all people that have reached October with very different styles. So they've been different, and I think that the players have responded in different but both positive ways to it. Jamie really preaches the fundamentals. Obviously, I'm not saying that Pat does not. Obviously, every manager does that. But when you speak to Jamie, that is crucial to him, is the fundamentals. His team is out there taking infield very regularly. You don't always see that in AAA baseball. So that, to him, the instructional part of the game is crucial.
Another player down at AAA trying to get his big league career back on track is Will Middlebrooks. Pretty good numbers. Looks like the power is there. Still not getting on base probably quite as much as the team had hoped. What are you seeing from his swing and what he's trying to get back with his game?
Well, I know he's been in the cage regularly with Jody Davis, the hitting coach. Jody Davis sharing that just like they did with Jerko, there is a plan coming from San Diego. Everybody's on the same page. I don't know about you, Mike, but I'm not strong enough mechanically to talk about his top hand versus his bottom hand and his hitch and that type of thing. But
I am not either, my friend.
But no, there's definitely a plan with getting him back on track. And, you know, I think a lot of fans in San Diego and major league cities might sometimes have a perception that when a guy like that, an established major leaguer, goes to the minors, that they'll be pouting, they'll be negative. It really, in my experience, isn't that way at all. I think quickly when a player gets around familiar teammates, and many of these Chihuahuas were in Major League camp or played for the Padres in the regular season this year, he immerses himself. When you're down there in the afternoon, he's laughing with everybody else. Jed Jerko the same way. Jed had a couple of walk-off hits for El Paso. You can watch the video. He's hopping up and down just as excited as if it were a Major League game. So I think that's important to note. When a Middlebrooks or a Jerko gets sent down, these guys are getting their work in, but they're also coming at it with a positive attitude.
And I think that's all you can ask for a guy. It's obviously a negative situation for them. They'd much rather be in the big leagues, but you've got to make the best of the situation at hand and do what's best for your career, because if he can go down there and figure it out, it can make a big difference for him going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. This is somebody that obviously has had success in the major leagues and was an everyday player this year, and I'm sure you'll see their similar results emerge as time goes on for him.
One last guy I wanted to ask you about, a pretty interesting story in Chris Smith, an older guy, a bit of a journeyman, having a real nice year, and I think we all know about how hard it is to pitch in the Pacific Coast League, and for a guy like that with a little bit of big league experience, he's 34, but doing some nice things in that rotation for El Paso.
That's a great point. So often we look at the younger players, the prospects, who's going to be the Padres' everyday players 3 years from now, but this is a really interesting story. He's 34 years old, was out of baseball in 2012, was deciding, do I want to continue doing this? Went back to independent baseball the next year. Padres signed him last year. Is pitching even better this season than last season. And Smith, by his own admission, says, I realize 5 years from now I'm probably not going to be a major league pitcher. But he does say, I really want the chance to show I can be in the major leagues again. He pitched in the Red Sox and the Brewers in the major leagues, has not been up since 2010. But Jamie Quirk, the Chihuahuas manager, says Smith has pitched so well that if something happened, if there was an injury that fell on his day, he has put himself online to go up and join the major league squad if there was a need.
That's a cool story. It's always cool to see guys keeping their career alive. Obviously, we've seen that last year and this year with Jason Lane. Some really neat stories down there with El Paso. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you've got the San Diego Chicken in the house tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, and what I love about the San Diego Chicken, he's the only mascot you can interview.
That's right.
I know you guys had him on Social Hour. I believe I saw that a couple weeks back. But Ted Giannoulis, a great friend of the Chihuahuas, he actually loves El Paso. There was an owner of the AA El Paso Diablos back in the 1970s who Ted really credits with getting him going on the minor league circuit. Ted, of course, was so popular in San Diego with the radio station and the Padres, but he said, well, people in El Paso even know who I am. And essentially the general manager here in El Paso in the 70s said, who cares? Let's find out. And within years, Ted was barnstorming the country, stopping at minor league and major league parks all summer long. So he does have some roots here in El Paso.
Really good stuff with Tim Haggerty. You can find him on Twitter at TD Haggerty. He is in El Paso as the Chihuahuas take on Las Vegas tonight. Try to get back into first place and possibly make the playoffs. Really appreciate the time, Tim, and look forward to catching up with you again.
Thank you, Mike.
Take care. Tim was on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. We'll continue with more Padres Social Hour right after this.